Australians have had an explosive start to the year, and here to talk about their upcoming tour in May is Anthony Caruso. Hey man, how are you guys feeling off the back of your epic set at Unify?
Really good, really, really stoked. It was great to be a last minute addition to the lineup. It was all that we'd hoped it would be. We had a really great weekend, and the set itself was, I guess we're still on a bit of a high from it. It was really fun and exciting.
Yeah, I mean, you guys look great on stage. The lights were awesome. And now you're about to hit the road again in support of your latest album. Have you been, or have you felt about the response to Rue?
Really, it's been really humbling. The response that we've gotten from listeners in particular, sort of noticed like an influx of new fans or new listeners, and the older listeners that have kind of been there from day dot have really taken to it so well. So it's really humbling to see that the songs have connected in that way, and that people are listening to it and sharing, and are in turn coming to see us play some shows. Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, I have been wondering, and now that I have the opportunity to ask, I'm going to. The last song on every record is a number, except for Opera Olivia, which is, you know, it starts and ends with a number. So you've got Die Young ending with 22, and then Indian Summer 23, Opera Olivia 24, 25, and now Rue ending on 26. What's going on here?
I guess a little bit, they're a series of songs. We started writing those at the ripe age of 22.
Okay.
So so it's kind of like, I guess each one of them is like a little bit of a reflection on that year of your life and kind of what you learn in that time, and I guess the struggles and stuff you go through in those moments. And I guess the point of the songs is for them to be a positive outlook on you know, growing up, and yeah, I guess the reason that they end up on each record is that we kind of end up doing like a record a year, give or take. So that, yeah, it just kind of makes sense. But yeah, that's the 20 series. I guess we've still got a couple more to go as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Well, you're playing in Adelaide, Perth, Brisbane, Melbourne, and Sydney. And some would say, where are the regional shows? I mean, obviously you can't visit every town in Australia, but would you have something planned in the future for regional Australia that might include like Hobart or Darwin, for example?
Yes, absolutely. We really did try to sort of put it all together into one big tour for this one. And just the timing didn't particularly work out. Our plan is to hit the regional spots towards the end of the second half of this year. Anyway, I don't want to give away too much, there are absolutely plans to hit the regional spots.
Awesome.
Because I'm looked out as well to see everyone like that, and it's like, no, we tried, I promise.
yeah, we've got a fair bunch of supports as well, like two bands, three, there's four for Adelaide, like you just couldn't choose, so they're all playing.
Yeah. the setting this tour up has been like an extremely a lot longer process than what we had thought it was going to be, and I guess like the reason that the lineups are so sort of stacked like that is that we went through the motions of having like, you know, three touring bands for the whole tour. And it kind of like it, there was something about it that just wasn't really sitting like too well with us. Like we felt like we needed or wanted to sort of not forget where we came from in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, we all sort of grew up in the hardcore scene or the pop punk scene, or you know, like the general umbrella of punk music in Australia. So to sort of disregard Australian acts that are within this field, it just didn't feel right. So yeah, I guess we kind of took into consideration our favorite bands and took into consideration like we ran a few polls on the Hellion social media accounts asking who people wanted to see us play shows with. So we took it all into consideration, sat there on like a big spreadsheet and picked our ideal lineups. And so, yeah, for the most part, that's what you see.
It's awesome. It's very generous. It's almost like Oprah style. Like, you get to play. You get to play. Everybody.
That's not what we were going for. But yeah, we're by no means at that level of sort of...
That would have been good.
It's mainly because we wanted to see these bands play as well. So.
Yeah, may as well. Definitely. Well, even Adelaide, Brisbane and Sydney are actually all ages shows, which I think is very cool. Is that an aspect of touring that you think about quite often, like making sure that the youth of today have equal access to live music?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I grew up going to all ages shows, and it was kind of like a thing. Maybe I didn't notice because I wasn't old enough, but felt like most shows that came through Sydney and stuff were always all ages. So I got the opportunity to see my favorite bands when I was younger. We tried really hard to have all of these shows be all ages shows. Unfortunately, some licensing laws sort of got us there in a couple of the cities.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. In an ideal world, every show would be an all ages show.
Oh, that's good to hear. Very good to hear.
Yeah.
And you've said that the live shows will feature some old songs and songs that you haven't seen the light of day in a while, if not ever. How far back are we talking?
We're going to go all the way back. We're going to include some songs on from Die Young. We'll include some songs from Indian Summer, and then Opera Oblivia, and of course Rue as well. So we're just kind of, I guess it's the first time we've had the opportunity to put together a set and a show that we've always kind of wanted to play. So yeah, you best believe that we are taking advantage of it in the best possible way.
Yeah, good. Do those songs take some extra practice? Like, you have to remember how to play them?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, it's more so, like, sonically, because there's such a vast difference between what songs on Roof sound like and what songs from Die Young sound like. Obviously, the songs on Die Young were very much, quite heavy in comparison to what's on Roo, and the songs on Roo are a lot more vocally focused than what they are on Opera Oblivia. So trying to find the balance between them playing those vastly different songs in the same set is a bit of a challenge, I guess. But yeah, we'll see how we go. Like, hopefully it doesn't sound weird.
You might just need like an interval. Like, go get your drinks.
Yeah.
Come back for the second half.
Yeah. Yeah, come back to the mosh pit songs, and then that is a good idea. I'm going to write that in my notes. Maybe we'll do that.
Yes.
If you see us taking an interval to do a heavy song break, then you'll know that it came from you. We'll give you all the credit.
Yes, thanks. Well, you're also selling bundles via 2400, and a cut of that is donated to Beyond Blue. That's really cool. What's the thought process behind choosing that cause?
I think, where I've had some, like, very personal, I guess, bouts with depressions and anxieties throughout the years, and it's really affected us as a band, it's affected our friends, our families, and Beyond Blue kind of seemed, like, I know when I was going through a hard time, a lot of the information that I had access to was coming from Beyond Blue, and it really helped me to understand, they have the resources to point you in the right direction. So it was like really important to us, and we wanted to include a charity element surrounding these tours, and there'll hopefully be more inclusions along the way. But yeah, that was the first one off the bat, I guess, that we were like, we know that organization had helped us as individuals throughout the year, so it kind of felt like we had the opportunity to give back even a little bit. We're not like doing amazing things out here, but it felt right. So that's where it came from. They've had a direct impact on us as individuals
and
as a group.
It's great to see bands like yourselves, use your platform for something bigger and something better as well. Like, I think you guys went along to the Don't Kill Live Music Rally. Was that true?
Yes, we did. We absolutely did. It was a really cool afternoon, actually. I mean, the reason for everyone being there, I guess, is not ideal, but like, yeah, it was cool to see everyone turn up and show support for that. Because I guess we, from our perspective anyway, I mean, we've been lucky enough to play, festivals and sort of... we had access to venues like growing up playing, and to think that these sort of legislations and laws could potentially stop younger generations from having the opportunities that we have, really upset us, I guess. And it's, yeah, so it's, I think it's an important cause to get behind, to at least to talk about, yeah, because I'd hate to think that there's people out there who might be discouraged by not having the right opportunities, I guess, or goals to reach. I don't know that if I'm clear on that, but
yeah, no, that makes sense.
Hopefully that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you think that one rally is going to be enough to make a difference?
Absolutely not. No, I think it's a good start, though. And I mean, hopefully, there's a lot of good people behind the scenes that are really fighting for this. So I think, I guess we're going to have to wait and see what happens over the next few weeks. But yeah, I guess from like Hellion's perspective, whatever we can kind of do to be involved, to get behind something like that, is, yeah, would absolutely be open to it.
Well, hey, we're loving everything that you're doing, and I think we're all really excited for your album tour in May. It's coming up pretty soon.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
Definitely. Well, Anthony, thank you so much for your time. It was lovely to speak to you.
No worries. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.